The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with the Ministry of Education, Government of India, invites applications for the prestigious position of Chairman, All India Council for Technical Education, a statutory body under the Ministry of Education. This position is offered on deputation, short-term contract basis in the fixed pay scale of 2,25,000 rupees as per the 7th CPC, for a tenure of 3 years or until the age of 65. Applicants should be below 60 years of age on the application closing date. Completed applications in duplicate must be submitted through proper channel to the Under Secretary by 7th July 2025. The application format and further details can be accessed on the Ministry's official website, that is at https://www.education.gov.in/higher-education. Hindustan Shipyard Limited, HSL, Vishakhapatnam, a premier Government of India under the Ministry of Defence, invites applications for various managerial positions on a permanent absorption basis. Vacancies include positions such as Additional General Manager Legal, Deputy General Manager Technical, Senior Manager Legal, and Multi-Manager Level roles in Technical, Submarine, Human Resources, IT and ERP, Company Secretary, Finance and Fire and Safety Services. The detailed advertisement, including number of vacancies and reservation categories, is available under Career section of the HSL website, that is at https://www.hslvizag.in. The Employees State Insurance Corporation, ESIC, under the Ministry of Labour and Employment, Government of India, is also inviting applications for the post of a dean in various ESIC medical colleges across India. A total of 10 vacancies available for direct recruitment on a regular basis in institutions located in Hyderabad, Mumbai, Guwahati, Indore, Jaipur, Noida, Ludhiana, Ranchi, Varanasi, and Naroda, Bapunagar. Candidates from URSC, ST and OBC categories are eligible, including one position is reserved for PWBD under the category of blindness and low vision. Complete eligibility criteria and structure and reservation details and terms of appointment are provided in the detailed advertisement available on the ESIC recruitment portal, that is at www.esic.gov.in/recruitments. And the last date for submission of applications is 7th July 2025. India Optel Limited, IOL, a Government of India enterprise under the Ministry of Defence, invites applications from eligible Indian citizens for engagement as project technicians on a fixed-term contract basis. The available positions include fitter instruments, fitter electronics, and optical worker, with a total of 48 vacancies across various categories including URSC, ST, OBC, NCL, EWS, ex-serviceman, and PWBD. Candidates must be between 18 to 27 years of age and should have passed 10th standard along with a full-time regular National Apprentice Certificate or National Trade Certificate in the relevant trade as per the Apprenticeship Act 1961. The monthly remunerations will be that of 20,000 rupees, including DA and HRA. The detailed advertisement, including eligibility, selection process, job description, and application procedure, is available in the Career section of the IOL website. And the website is www.indiaoptel.in. The closing date for receipt of applications is 21 days from the date of publication of the advertisement in the Employment News. The Indira Gandhi Institute of Medical Sciences, Patna, an autonomous institution under the government of Bihar, is inviting applications for the position of an administrative officer, two posts, accounts officer 2 and executive engineer civil 1 on deputation basis. The maximum age limit is 56 years and the period of deputation shall ordinarily not exceed 3 years. Completed applications along with necessary documents and a non-refundable draft of 1,000 rupees in favor of the Director IG IMS Patna must be submitted via register or speed post or courier within 21 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. Application forms can be downloaded from the official website at www.igims.org. The Development Monitoring and Evaluation Officer, Niti Aayog, invites applications for two posts of Deputy Director General on deputation, including short-term contract in Level 14, for a tenure of 3 years, extendable up to 5 years. Detailed eligibility criteria and application procedures available at https://dmeo.gov.in. Or you could also go on to https://niti.gov.in/career/vacancy-circular. Applications must be submitted within 60 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. Instrumentation Limited, a Government of India enterprise located in Palakkad, Kerala, is recruiting officers on a regular basis for various technical and financial roles. Openings include Additional General Manager, Senior Manager Finance, Senior Engineers, Mechanical, Quality, Assembly and Accounts Officer. Qualifications include BE, BTech, CA, ICWA or CMA, with varying age limits up to 57 years. For full details and application forms, kindly go onto the website at www.ilpgt.com. The last date to apply is 6th July 2025. The Division of Plant Pathology at ICAR, Indian Agricultural Research Institute, New Delhi, invites applications for one research associate and one semi-skilled labor position on a contractual basis under a DBT-funded project on target editing for resistance in tomato. Interested candidates should send their applications with self-attested documents and a recent passport-size photograph via email to anirbanroy75@yahoo.com by 24th June 2025. Interview details will be communicated via email. For more information, kindly visit the website at www.iari.res.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next podcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.